Hi, everybody. This is Made by Mommy, and today I'm going to teach you how to make the letter D charm using a crochet hook and 41 rubber bands. To begin, take your hook and a single rubber band, wrap it around 3 times. Then take 2 rubber bands, pull them straight, push those bands to the center, and bring it over like that. If this is your first time doing it, feel free to pause to try again until you get it right. It's the trickiest step of the whole letter. And then after that, we're going to add 2 rubber bands at a time until we have 12 pairs of rubber bands going up and around for the curved side of the letter D. That's 3 of them. Now, I decided to make this letter D after I made my number 1 because my daughter told me that you put the 1 and D together and a whole bunch of people get very excited. So, for those of you who are fans of a certain band, I hope you enjoy making this letter D. Let's see. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That makes this number 8. Number 9. 10. Eleven and 12. So that is going to be the side of the D that curves around. We're going to go back in to the bottom here to create the straight edge. Looking at it from this side, you'll see the cap band, 1 rubber band. You want to go in the next one there, taking 2 bands at a time. And coming up this way. And now we're going to go up with 6 bands. 6 pairs of bands. So that's the second. And the third. Oops, there's a jelly band mixed in there. See, that one's different. So we'll take that one apart. I'm going to do all my bands the same. You can, of course, use 2 different types of bands if you want, but I'm just going to make a solid single color letter D now. So that's the fourth. Sixth. And then we just need the other tip of the top of our letter D. So we're going to do 1 more tripled over band. Take 2 more. Pull straight to slide that to the center. And now we have all of the pieces of our D. We're going to just take a single band now and slide it through all 6 of the loops that are on the hook. And then bring it back. To make a slip knot, we're going to take this side of the rubber band through the center of this side and pull tight. And then you have your very own D. I hope you enjoyed making a D charm with me today. I'll go ahead and link here for the number 1 for those of you who wish to make a charm to support your favorite band. And If you're new to my channel, you may want to check out some of my other videos as well. I have lots of animals and lots of foods and other fun designs as well. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to looming with you again.